This is Bill Munhausen with another key opinion. Public schools need to develop clear policies regarding advocacy in the classroom. School children are increasingly being exposed to the personal view of teachers, views that often violate the values and worldview of the families they serve. Let me describe what may have taken place in our public school and takes place at many schools. A teacher decided to display an LGBTQ banner in the classroom while also suggesting books describing the associated lifestyles. Some would say the teacher is merely affirming individual rights, but the teacher is also promoting sexual practices. It's impossible to separate the two. Suppose a heterosexual male teacher promoted his sexual preferences to other people's children, particularly young girls, in his classroom. Suppose he recommended books describing the wisdom of gaining sexual experience by partnering with a mature adult. Would that type of advocacy be acceptable? LGBTQ is not the only form of advocacy taking place in schools. Educators have a natural tendency to weigh in on societal issues such as racism, income inequality, bullying, women's rights, and more. All of these highly charged subjects create opportunities for conflict between public school teachers and parents, and also affect the quality of knowledge presented to students. Our schools must be committed to convey knowledge rather than indoctrination. Reality is that Americans are deeply divided politically, sociologically, and morally, and public education has to navigate the divide in responsible ways. Because public schools represent the families in a community, they must develop written policies that equitably limit the role of teachers in promoting and advocating beyond the school's curriculum. Public school teachers must not advocate one political party, or one interpretation of history, or one preferred sports team for that matter. They certainly shouldn't be promoting a particular sexual lifestyle, knowing that lifestyle might be contrary to strongly held moral convictions of community members. They are teaching other people's children and must respect the values that families teach their children. The place for their personal advocacy must be separate from their professional lives. So let's not make every individual teacher decide where to draw the line. The school board must establish a school-wide policy to enforce the same line for everyone.